Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America and made to last.
Well, with high input cost, weather concerns, and the drought going on, Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur says producers are facing lots of challenges. I had the opportunity to talk with the Ag Secretary, and she says this is a really challenging time for ag producers.
Certainly a really challenging time. I think drought is on top of mind for everyone, really all across the state of Oklahoma, especially in the western side of the state, and along with that, the fire danger that comes when we've got the low humidity, the high temps, and the winds. So our forestry staff is really engaged with local emergency management, those rural fire departments, so we can be as prepared as possible to respond to any fire situations.
Arthur said that with 77 counties in Oklahoma, there are different issues faced in different parts of the state.
You know, when we've got diesel that's over $5 and fertilizer prices in some cases are 300 to 400% more than they were this year last time, it's really challenging for producers to make decisions to plan going forward. And I think that's the big issue is, what do I do? Do I go ahead and put that fertilizer out? Is it going to rain? You know, am I going to plant soybeans? Those make producer decision-making really challenging.
The Ag Secretary said it is important to reach out if you have concerns.
You know, I really encourage people to do that. I think sometimes folks assume that everybody knows, but it's a big state. You know, we've got 77 counties, and it's all different. When you move, you know, from the Panhandle down to southeastern Oklahoma, totally different issues for folks. And it's our job at the department to help where we can. And then sometimes it's just connecting folks with someone else who can assist them. So we want people to communicate with us.
Another tough issue producers may have to face is the possibility of avian influenza making its way into Oklahoma.
They're getting really close to us. You know, most recent detection on the high path avian influenza in Kansas. Our team here, though, led by Dr. Hall, who is our state veterinarian, are very prepared, certainly very engaged with USDA on all of these issues so that if it happens here at Oklahoma, we're going to work with our producers and be able to respond as best we can.
The Ag Secretary is very proud of the state's certified beef program and the Made in Oklahoma program because she knows value added is beneficial for all Oklahomans.
You know, I love value added because that means more dollars for our producers. Seen a lot of success with the Oklahoma certified beef, and that includes all of our Made in Oklahoma products. I hope people are finding those in the stores. We have a concerted effort to really make sure that we've got those identified or in a special spot in the grocery store.
To hear my complete conversation with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.